So glad to have you along today here on Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. I'm just bubbling with joy because this young lady, her name is Joy, and she has just made a dream come true. And I don't know if you've ever had a childhood dream and it got to come true. Not many of us get to have that experience, but she did, and it didn't come easy. It's because she worked really hard. You might have just noticed on TV where there was a lot of talk about American Ninja Warrior. She got to experience this as a young lady at just 19. Joy Wolf has been living her childhood dream. And Joy, I am so glad to talk to you. Tell me up front, how do you feel about all of this that's been happening?
This whole experience from the beginning has genuinely been such a dream come true for me. And it has just been kind of surreal going through it all because I started when I was 9 years old. I started doing ninja at 9 years old.
Wow.
And okay. I was just fascinated by it. And I would watch the show as a kid and be like, oh my gosh, I would love to do that one day.
Wow.
And to be able to be one of the people on the show that now other kids are watching and looking up to is pretty incredible.
It is. To think that you really made it on this national show, and not just because you were sitting there answering questions, you had to work for it. What kind of workouts were involved in you getting to this point to get to American Ninja Warrior?
So when I was training for the show, I was typically training about 5 days a week, and I would be doing a lot of obstacle-based training. So we would train on the obstacles that we have at whatever facility I was training at. And then on top of that, we would also be doing strength training exercises and endurance and cardio. And ninja is kind of a full body sport. So we kind of make sure that we hit at least one part of everything throughout our training regimen during the week so that we don't neglect one system over another.
Gotcha. Now, I know you first appeared on the junior version of the show in 2018, and then you aged out and you've been training and practicing all these years. So did you quickly say, oh, I want to go to the next level, or did you have to think about it?
When I was on American Ninja Warrior Junior, I did not perform very well because that was my first ever.
It's okay.
That was my first ever competition. So when I came home from that filming when I was 12, I was like, I have so much more to prove, and I feel like I have so much more to show people.
Wow.
And I loved it. I didn't do well, but I loved the experience.
Okay.
And so I came home and I decided that that was what I wanted to commit my time to. And so from then on, that was kind of how that fire started of wanting to pursue more and wanting to eventually make it onto the adult show.
Mm.
And at the time, the adult show was still limited to, like, I think 19 and up at that point, but they've lowered the age limit multiple times, and now it's like 14 and up. So by the time I was, you know, fully training and fully committed, I was eligible to compete on the adult show. So that's kind of where that drive came from.
Well, I congratulate you on all the hours of training, the weeks, the months, and how much time you spend in that. And you just represent it so well. And I know your faith shines through. And so how important has your faith been in this journey, Joy?
My faith has been the reason that I've been able to keep going in this journey, because ninja is not an easy sport, and it is definitely a lot more failure than success, because you have to try obstacles over and over and over to learn how to do them and learn the technique and build the strength. And from the beginning, just knew that the Lord had something for me within this sport. And so through all the times of going through great seasons and doing well, or being in the gym and going through harder times, whatever I was going through, I knew that the Lord had something special for me in the world of ninja. And I really held on to that as I continued training and, you know, would use that as motivation in my training. And sometimes I'm praying while I'm training because I'm like, I can't keep going, Lord. You got to give me the strength. Like,
I'd be praying more than you, Joy, because you're way better than I could ever be. So I'm like, I'm sure you prayed, but I would have prayed harder. You were amazing. So thank you for representing so well. Thank you for being a light and an example to young adults and young people that say, I have a dream and I don't know if I can. And you've encouraged them to do that. So congratulations.
Thank you so much.
We are so proud of you. And we're going to give you that link on my conversations page if you want to check it out and see what Joy did and all that's going on in her life. And so we want to pray for her that God will bless her life as she is shining for Jesus. Thank you for listening today. If you want to know more, it's a star883.com. Just click on Conversations.